Well, we sort of had a Old Testament reading already, and I just wanted to read you a verse or two of Luke's Gospel. So if you want to follow it with me, we're talking about Luke 3, and we're at sort of verse 2 of Luke 3, page 834, if you wanted to follow that. And we're thinking of a new start that God offers. So the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, and that will be a reading which I'm going to major on in a little while. And so keep your finger in that if you've opened the Bible there. Meanwhile, David has some prayers for the world to lead. Thank you. Just hoping that this little gadget is going to serve us well. Yes. Okay, so John the Baptist was called by God. The word of God came to him in the wilderness. And ever since John had been a child, he'd been led into the desert to grow up in this place, in the Judean desert. And I just wanted to ask anybody what words come to mind to describe the desert place. Thank you, we've got a starter. Dry, barren, lonely, I heard. Thank you. Any other descriptive words? Dusty, yes.
Cold.
Enormous. Cold at night, of course, cold. Did you say endlessness? Thank you. Do I denote that there is danger in the desert? Yeah, maybe animals, maybe conditions, lack of water. So it's unfriendly. And even in the midst of plenty, which we have in this part of the world, it's possible to feel those things. I don't just mean on the cricket pitch feeling hot, but I mean that one can be lonely in this lovely, lush part of Southeast England. It's possible, despite having loads of social media friends on the internet, etc., to be without anybody to relate to personally. We've discovered that that is actually very common for many. You may have 400 friends, in inverted commas, on the internet, but actually not one who knows them personally and relates to them with love. So there is a lot of razzmatazz, I think, that is all around in the selling of things and in the marketing of this and that and the other. And somehow we need to be able to cut below that, don't we? I think also the desert place is sometimes a place of loss, where we felt perhaps at one point in our lives that we were filled with all the good things. And now that somebody has left us, we feel deserted. And we can feel that pain of being bereaved. There can be even an embittering of the soul. And today is a day of making a new start in discovering that God is with us in the desert. That in the desert, God spoke to John the Baptist. And it's in the desert place that he speaks to us. Whether it is a broken heart that we have, then he comes to heal and to share his love, to fill that heart of ours. Whether it is that we cry like the figure at the foot of that picture, just crying out to God by day, by night, then he answers our prayer. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. It doesn't necessarily make all our problems go away. They are mountains. But those mountains have proud spires, peaks. And sometimes it can be that we've got human adversaries around about us who have that lofty superiority and they're using that against us. And what God told us, John the Baptist to say was this in the desert. The mountains shall be laid low. That in God's time, he's going to bring every lofty voice of accusation and condemnation down. And he also says, every valley shall be lifted up. So if you feel that, like you're in the low place, then God's got a promise that in Jesus we will be lifted up. And of course the result is there that you've got a flat top. You've got a highway. Because God will level everything in his time, in his way. The crooked. There are several meanings of that word in the English language. But the crooked shall be made straight. That's good news, isn't it? The rough places, places that are just so muddled and all over the place, shall be made smooth. He will have his way completely. And this is the word that came to John in the desert to tell, that had come via Isaiah hundreds of years earlier. And everybody shall see the Saviour. That's what Isaiah said. And rather than the Ark of the Covenant I spoke about earlier entering the Jordan, did you know that the people weren't allowed within a mile of that symbol of God's presence? Because he is so holy and so other and mighty in majesty. But Jesus has come among us. He is one of us. And he came and was baptized by John in the River Jordan. And John was then able to point to him. As other people were following John the Baptist, John said, now look, that's the Lamb of God there. That's the one who has come to be your Saviour. Look to him. I'm not worthy to undo his sandal, but look to him. He's your Saviour. And so it is today with this new start. I may be speaking to those who have already made that new start. And yet it is us who know the Lord to be filled with his love so that others look up and see Jesus, so that we might make Jesus known to everybody. We're going to sing a song in a moment, and it's that one, but it's got a special slide, I'm hoping. Oh, the slide's gone. Okay. We had a slide, I've used your imaginations here, of a great white wave coming in and breaking on the shore. And one of the lines of this song reads, on the second half of the right lower corner, like a wave arriving on the shore, it breaks so white, yet deep for all to see. This is the love of Christ that comes in to the world and that John the Baptist heralded. I think we've now got a musician. Having been looking after the teens, we now have a musician to teach us this song, which came via some children from Belarus this time last year. Say it in Russian, isn't it? Yes. However, with English, we're doing better, especially when I remember to move us on the next slide. So could we just do the English one again? It's very nice. I'd like to stand.
The love of Christ is wonderful indeed. It knows no end, a river running free. Like a wave arriving on the shore, it breaks so wide, yet deep for all to see. And if there wasn't any love, the love of Christ, we would not know the gift of everlasting.
Please have a seat. Now, there's going to be a little bit of stage management, and then I think that the children are going to show us a little cameo. I think it's a little portrait. I say children, I think teenagers with the help of toddlers.
The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is this one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.'"
Thank you very much indeed. Will you give them a round of applause? And could you just tell us what these footsteps are about? They're very... Okay. Maybe that's to lead others to Jesus, if he's up here somewhere. Anyhow, that's what you make of it. But I think the idea is that maybe the toddlers later on, they can follow the trail of the footsteps as well. Okay. We've just got a few more thoughts before we go on to our last song. And you remember that in the Bible verse of Luke 3 and verse 3, we had these words, that John came proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Just want to close my little word by saying how we can be brought back to God. That for the people of Israel, they were already knowledgeable in the religion of the Jewish faith. For us, we may be not. It may be that some of us have not had a Christian background. And we don't know what to be brought back to. But the love of God, in the way in which Christians can embrace those all around them, can help to produce that knowledge of God. So we find Jesus, don't we, here in this place, in the lives of those who serve in his name, that love him. And therefore there is a way back to the Father's heart of love for everybody. That's the good news that we proclaim. And in a prophecy to John, before he was even born, but to his father, the angel of the Lord said to Zechariah that the hearts of the fathers will be brought back to the children, the hearts of the disobedient will be brought to the wisdom of the just. And so here we are, at a point where we can sing, and can it be that I should gain an interest in my Saviour's blood? Let's stand and sing our final hymn together.